Welcome to Davyam Yerushalmi, Shiris Panso, Lui Nishmas, from Moshe Haruz Etzal. We're holding in Yuma Dafrun Gimel in the Art School Hoyz Vahadar edition, Perek Shmini in the middle of Halacha Gimel, starting in Mudalev about 12 lines from the top. We're in the middle of the sugi of learning that Shtiyo is Bechlal Achilo. Whenever I speak about Achilo, I'm including in it Shtiyo. So Gemara brings you another source, more than the sources that we mentioned in the previous daf. Says someone will learn from the following. It says in the pasuk, "Lo yisucha leichol b'sharecho," and then it says, "Tirushcho zehayayin yitzarecho zesicho." Meaning the pasuk says, "Don't eat outside of Yerushalayim ma'asar degoncho v'siroshcho v'yitzarecho." So don't eat the ma'aser, and you mentioned there wine and oil, and it says not to eat. So you see, referring to a wine, which is a drink, referred with the words eating. So here's a raya, here's a source that shtiyah is called achila. Says the Gemara now, a side point, we just mentioned the tzarecho is sicho, meaning it's oil, to anoint oil. Says the Gemara, ve'einu mechuvar. It's not a full drasha that the sicho, that anointing, is included in the pasuk and the isur. Why, in teima mechuvaru, you'll call a chutzachayma? So if someone takes the oil and puts and anoints it outside of Yerushalayim, he should get malchus like someone who eats it out of Yerushalayim. And we know Rav Yosef ben Chanina ain't loikim chutz chaymo. There's no malchus someone using ma'isa sheni out of the chaymo. Ella, and the, well, you can use the Yosef Chaim. Ella lachila v'shtiyah bilvad, only in eating and drinking. So you see that anointing is not really a drasha, even though we mentioned tzarecha referring to oil. Says the Gemara, minayin she'ein amuchvar, meaning where do we learn, where do we see that ein amuchvar, that sicha is not really considered to be like a chil and shtiyah? So the Gemara now repeats the same sugi that we had 2 plat ago in Daf Nun Aleph. Ke'ado datani, as we learn b'Shabbos, bin sicha she'shel tainug, bin sicha she'ein shel tainug mutar, in Shabbos, you can anoint, you can put an oil, say if you want to do it for pleasure, if not for pleasure, there's no limitations on Shabbos. By Yom Kippur, you now learn anoint, even if you're not doing it for pleasure. But Tishah of Tainit Sibur, Sicho Shishatainug Osur, Shayna Shatainug Mutter. But Tishah in Tainit Sibur, specifically for Tainug is Osur. So that was the beginning of the Sugi Leil, and now we get to what we need for here. Says the Gemara of Atani, it says in the Braiso, Shavai Sicho Lishtio, we compare Sicho to Shtio regarding the Isurim that we have by Trumo, Lisur. You're not allowed to eat, you're not allowed to anoint oil, assuming you're not allowed to drink it. Well, the shlomim, if someone did, he has to pay. Avaloi loinish, but not for punishment. Biokipurim leisurts also avaloi loinish, not for punishment. Why? Because sikh is not exactly like a chile v'shtiyah. Ve'atani will in the brace of loichalu la'avis asach v'sashoite. So ask the Gemara. But we learn, it says loichalu regarding chilul of trumo. La'avit asach v'sashoite, you're coming to include also sikho. So Omar Biyachon leis kansach. You have to remove your sicha because sicha anointing is not something which is really an issur. So when that can't be the pshat, Omar Avrami ain't leis kansach leis kanshoite. If you're not going to say sicha, so also you can't say shtiyo. Tal ken, because if not, so tovar shuba mishnei lava mitzarif. Well, you tell me if this here is the source that you're not allowed to drink in Yom Kippur. So then if someone eats and drinks in Yom Kippur, shenav mitzarif, it's two different lavim. Elamah, the reason why you're not allowed to drink in Yom Kippur is part of achilo shtiyah bechalal achilo, as we said before. So that's what we learn shtiyah. So what are we learning here for lo yichalo? It has to be sicho. So lechora here is the source that yichalo is referring to sicho. So the Gemara remains with this question that if here it sounds that sicho is included in the iser. The Gemara doesn't answer the specific question. The Gemara goes on to say minayshu mechuvar beaseh. How do we know that there is an eseh not to do sicho? Continues the Gemara now in the base. Ablos b'shiram simai lo nesati menu lemeis. So I didn't put it on a mace. What did I put on a mace? Man and Kaim we're talking about. Im la'avilo arim v'techuichin, that he brought a coffin and the clothing for the mace. Tova she'osor l'chai, l'chai u'osor l'koshka l'mace. Something which is also for a live person, of course you can't do it for a mace. Talk about a mace sheni. Mace sheni you can use for clothing, you can use it for any other items. So we talk about food. All things you can use mace sheni for food, so of course you can use it not for the live person, not for the dead person. Hezu dovashu mutar l'chayv. Also the meis, evoim is a sicho. So which is mutar l'chayv, and also the meis is what is sicho. So from here you see the sicho is included in achila v'shtiyah. The same use that you can use meis shein for achila v'shtiyah, you can use for sicho. Merely you learn a isra. At least the isra say when the gabit shum and the same you can't eat and drink it, you can't do sicho as well. So until here was the quote from the Gemara Leil. Continues the Gemara. Azara l'maleches hayoyim. Where is the azara in the Torah? Not to do melacha during the day of Yom Kippur. Kol melacha lo yisasu, and says there be'etzem hayom hazeh during the day. Oinish, what does it say, a punishment? says vehevati et nefesh shei, someone does malacha because Baruch Hu punishes him. Hazara liinui ayoyim. Where do we know you're not allowed to eat and drink? You have inui on during the day. Kicholash nefesh shaloi suune. So it says over there also betzam ayoyim azeh. So there it says that's the warning. If he's not going to be doing inui, he'll get punished. Oinish v'nichasah nefesh shei. What's the oinish? It says karas. That's our gerusa in the Gemara. The Reb Chaim doesn't say it so clearly, but it sounds from Reb Chaim that he doesn't have the gerusa regarding the hazara liinui ayoyim. And it makes sense, because the pasuk says, "Kol nefesh shelo tuune v'nichasu ha-nefesh shehi." That's not a hazara. There's no specific statement giving me a warning. The warning is really a punishment. Anyone who doesn't do inu, you will have karis. So really we're saying the oinish, according to the gerusa of Reb Chaim, is oinish. Where do we have oinish liinui ayoyim v'nichasu ha-nefesh shehi? And according to Reb Chaim, the Gemara continues and says, "Hazara l'nechas alai lo leiskan oinish leiskan." Regarding the melach of the night, we don't find not a hazara, not oinish. A punishment for someone who didn't do inu in the night, leis ksiv, we don't have. And in addition, azora le'inui leis ksiv. Korot Abchai means there's no warning for inui, not for the day, not for the night. We don't have any warning regarding inui. We just have the oinish. Someone doesn't do inui, you'll get punished. But there's no warning for inui. And the Gemara comes to explain why not. So Shimon Lakish Bayi, my avala neirabe. How will you give me azora by l'gabe inui? Loi su'une? To say don't do inui? No, but I want to say you should do inui. So how can I say ha'azara for someone to do inui? Ela lo soichal, don't eat. Kol achilas shebatoy kazayis kam kor kesefes. I said don't eat. That means achila. Achila is usually mean kazayis. Here it's not achila. Here we're talking about not a regular achila. It has to be kor kesefes, the size of a date. It has to be yushuv adas. I mean, we're talking specifically something which causes suffering, which is the size of a date. So what will be the lashon to give a warning for inui? Omarishayo, you know what you should say? Hishomer pen veloy suun. Be careful, maybe he won't do the inui. So that's three azar, it's not one. Hishomer pen loy suun. So Bukhari says loy suun is not really azar, because we're saying someone who will not do inui. Really, it's two azaras, it's lav davka, it's hishomer pen, it's double. So it says, Omarichuno, hishomer boisa mir shamar telecho. Be careful of what I told you regarding Yom Kippur. Would we find such a thing? More big as an example. He shomer b'negat tzaras to shmor b'moy v'lasois. Be careful negat tzaras, which means be careful with all the halachas that do tzaras. So you could have said the same thing. He shomer in the midst of Yom Kippurim to be very careful, meaning to is a it's a lav, it's one lav to do inui. So we could have had a zara for inui, but we don't have it. We don't have in the pasuk a zara for inui. So says the Gemara, no, I'll tell you where the Hazara is. You don't have to write an oinish regarding doing a melacha. Why? How do we know you're going to have an oinish if someone does a melacha? You learn from the fact that you have a punishment regarding inui. Inui is considered to be kal because you have an only by Yom Kippur. Chayovin Karis, there's a Karis. Melocha Chamuro, which is something which is also on Shabbos. Einu din shu chavim ale Karis, of course we have Karis. Haloi ne'emar onish b'melocha, el liten azora lefona. So why does it say onish b'melocha? To tell you that there is a azora as well. You don't have to say the onish. But by saying the onish, you're saying there's a azora in front of it. Ma onish b'emar melocha, azora lefona. The same by the onish b'melocha, you have a azora before it. Afonish b'emar b'inu, azora lefona. So this tells you have a azora also regarding inui. So you learn it from this gzera shava. Meaning gzera shava that you're comparing the melocha to the inui. Gzera shava from the oinish of the melacha to the oinish of the inui. Says the Gemara, Omar of Zehira, Ado Amro, lemeidin gzera shava mufri mitzadechot. You see, you could do gzera shava even if only one of the words of gzera shava, only one side of gzera shava is mufri. Mufri means is extra, we're not using it for anything else. Meaning, I don't have to have both sides of gzera shava available to do a gzera shava. Even if only one side is available is good enough. Because here, the oinish regarding inui, I need to tell you. So the only thing that's just extra is the oinish regarding malacha. And for there, you learn gzera shava. Oma, if you didn't, the Deloitte, the Rabbi Kivi. This is Chori Rabbi Kivi. The Rabbi Kivi, Oma, the main gzera shava, Abi Shein and Mufri. Rabbi Kivi holds, you can do gzera shava even if there's no Mufri at all. So Koshkin was Mufri from one side. The Gemara now brings another source to it. Tanya blows me akav, oyim, and Emar Betzema Yermezeb and Malacha. Finar Betzema Yermezeb and Inuit. In both it says the words Betzema Yermezeb. Ma Betzema Yermezeb, Shinemar Malacha, Lechilakta, we're being Yoim Lelailo, Ben Oinish La Azara. How do we know by Malacha there's no difference between day and night and Oinish La Azara? So it says the Kobe Na'idah, because what the Gemara pointed out before. because we said that the oynish by melacha is not necessary. You can learn it from oynish avinu. So the fact that it says oynish tells you it applies to everything day and night, and you have a zor in both. When it says b'etzem mezeh beinui, tells you also not mechalek between the different times and the oynish and hazor. Everything applies in both. That's what you learn from the gzeirah shava. Continues the Gemara Dafnu Dalad Amud Aleph. At Kedoyin Kerabi Kiva. That's good. According to Kerabi Kiva, to have Mufnin in one side, you can take Gzeirah Shava. Kerabi Shmuel, but what about Rabbi Shmuel? That he learns you don't do Gzeirah Shava unless it's Mufnin and it's completely extra. What are you going to do there? Tani Rabbi Shmuel, it says the Pasuk Voice, so Lachem Chukas Oilam Bechodesh Shvi. So you have a chukah on the seventh month. Hikish melocha le'inui. Whatever happens in the seventh month is mukish to each other. Melocha te'inui. Ma melocha she'asatecha, melocha she'chavim aleha koris. Ma melocha is koris. Af inu she'asatecha, inu she'chavim alav koris. Meaning the same way by melocha, is koris night and day, because you have that extra word of that tells you oynish, because we don't learn for kal v'chomer. So you have everything by melocha. We learn the same thing regarding inui. So according to Rabbi Kiva, you learn from Gzeirah Shava, and according to Rabbi Shmuel, you learn it from a Hekesh. With this, we conclude Yerushalmi Yumo Daf Nun Gimel.